Welcome to Perspectives, brought to you by Physicians Practice. I'm Drew Boxler, editor of Physicians Practice. Every 2 weeks, we explore key areas of a successful, thriving, independent practice. We'll hear from experts in the industry regarding best practices for billing and collections, answer your top coding questions, analyze current legal trends, malpractice landmines to avoid, and look at the hottest tech innovations to increase productivity and enhance the patient experience. Let's get started. With the rapid adoption of telehealth and virtual care services in 2020 has come the realization of a phenomenon called point solution fatigue. Earlier this year, I had a conversation with Dr. Rena Pandey, Chief Medical Officer of Able2, about the challenges physicians are facing with standards of care and changes needed to overcome point solution fatigue on both sides of the care relationship. We began by first addressing what standards of care are and how they will pertain to our conversation.
You know, we think of standards in a bunch of different ways. So one is about the quality of the care that's being delivered. You know, are clinicians adhering to evidence-based practices and clinical care guidelines? And then there's the other piece of standards, which is demonstrating good outcomes and, you know, measuring outcomes in a standardized way and being able to demonstrate that the care that you are delivering actually is creating a good clinical outcome for the patients that you're treating. So there's a lot of different categories when we think about standards of care delivery in behavioral health. The clinical care guidelines are very often developed by clinical associations. So think of the American Psychiatric Association or the American Psychological Association, who will, you know, deliver reports on standard practices. The challenge, though, traditionally, and this is true for behavioral health, but frankly, it's true for all of medicine, is ensuring that clinicians are actually adhering to those guidelines and are delivering care with fidelity to those guidelines and practices. That's actually the stickiest part. And there's lots of guidelines out there. The challenge is in ensuring that clinicians are actually following them.
Dr. Pandey says that while there are not necessarily legal guidelines outside of malpractice, there are quality benchmarks increasingly put into practice.
There are organizations like NCQA or URAC that actually are establishing standards for delivery of care. They're not dictating the care guidelines, you know, they're not dictating, you know, which antidepressant to prescribe for what patient, but they are, you know, they are putting into practice guidelines around safety, risk management, quality assurance. And again, there's not a legal ramification to that, but many organizations are increasingly getting accredited by these bodies, and they are held to those standards that the accrediting bodies are requiring.
Up next, Dr. Pandey discusses some of the bigger challenges with current standards of care and why finding solutions to these problems are so complex.
I think the biggest challenge is ensuring that clinicians are adhering to the standards of care that are available. You know, I think measurement of outcomes is a real challenge. I mean, frankly, this is not a BH problem or mental health problem. Specifically, this is a medicine problem. Adherence to good clinical practice guidelines and quality standards and measuring outcomes and demonstrating proof that your care is actually delivering the outcome that you seek for your patient. Getting clinicians to adhere to practice guidelines and standards is a challenge. We're fixed in our ways oftentimes. And so, you know, we run the risk of using our gut instincts and our gestalt, if you will. And you need that, not to suggest that that isn't an important part of clinical practice, but it has to be married to practice guidelines and standards of care delivery. And when you put those two things together, actually, I think that's where the magic occurs. You know, it's not, I like to say, you know, digital alone or technology alone or data alone is insufficient. And frankly, humans alone is insufficient. It's really this marriage of foundation of standards and then married to clinical experience and clinical gut instinct. The combo of that can actually, I think, be the most powerful for ensuring that patients are getting very good, high-quality care.
In the next part of our podcast, we explore what point solution fatigue means and how physicians and practice administrators can alleviate its onset.
Yeah, you know, we are hearing this term point solution fatigue more and more and more. And in behavioral health, I think what's happening for our payer partners, our health plan partners, is They're seeing this explosion in solutions in mental health. On the one hand, that's fantastic, right? That so much attention is being paid to mental health, and so many entrepreneurs are seeking to build solutions to address the needs around access and quality and care delivery. Mm-hmm. But for our payer partners and our employer partners, that is overwhelming. And I think one of the challenges that they've experienced is all of these companies are coming to them as individual point solutions. And what they really need is a comprehensive set of solutions that together tackle the needs of patients. And mental health is not one thing, as you well know, right? It's a heterogeneous set of conditions. And so one solution is not the answer. It's really, how do we piece together a comprehensive set of solutions that meet the needs across the spectrum? And our payer and employer partners are going, this is too much. You know, there are too many one-off point solutions. And that fatigue is starting to set in amongst our partners. And so we're trying to be thoughtful about how we piece together the puzzle pieces to make it easy for them to make a more comprehensive solution set available for their members or their employees.
Dr. Pandey says that the quality of each individual program solution is one of the things physicians, payers, and employers should be paying attention to when asking about point solutions.
There are many great solutions out there, but there are some data that suggest that not all apps and not all solutions are adhering to evidence-based guidelines. Sometimes they'll make claims that they are, but if you really peel away the onion and look under the covers, you find that that's not exactly the case. So I think it is also imperative that payers and employers, as they're selecting solutions, to make available to their members and employees and physicians as they might, or clinicians as they might be selecting apps or solutions to complement their care in the community, have to be very careful to look at the details and to make sure that solutions that they're making available truly are evidence-based and adhering to quality practices.
Here's where Dr. Pandey says you might be able to find some of that information.
Digging into the websites and making sure that you understand exactly what the apps are delivering and what the content is that's being delivered is necessary. Looking for good, if at all possible, peer-reviewed and published outcomes, which is a nice way to ensure that there's another pair of eyes or sets of eyes actually looking at the quality and the outcomes that these programs are delivering. So those are some places. And then there are some organizations that are trying to do this. CyberGuide and OneMind are nonprofit organizations that are trying to put some put eyes on a lot of these solutions and ask the hard questions so that others don't have to dig as far in to look for the details, which can sometimes be hard to find.
Another thing to keep in mind is coverage. Dr. Pandey says that certain solutions are covered differently, or not at all, depending on a patient's plan.
Yeah, they are covered differently. And many are direct-to-consumer to begin with, and then they realize that's a tough market. And then companies will kind of shift towards employers, and then they'll shift towards plans, and they're trying to figure out how to get their solutions paid for. So there are multiple different ways that these solutions are paid for. I mean, we are at Able to a provider of care. So we partner with payers as a network provider and make our care available in that fashion, which is quite mm-hmm. straightforward. Mm-hmm. But the digital solutions have more challenges in how to get paid, and they tend to be more PMPM per member per month, or other models. So yeah, that is another piece of the confusion, is just how to get all these different solutions paid for in a comprehensive way.
Up next, Dr. Pandey shares how physicians can stay current on standards of care as they continue to evolve.
I think that required of us as clinicians to stay current with standards of practice. We should always be doing that, and we should always be incorporating. So I think staying abreast of not just the clinical practice guidelines, but as clinicians are getting more engaged with digital tools and technologies and telehealth delivery, certainly in COVID, everybody had to be smart about telehealth. I think the onus is on us to make sure we're aware of privacy and security regulations, how to ensure that we're delivering care with adherence to good, practice guidelines around digital and tele and virtual delivery of care. And then also in behavioral health, staying abreast of all the developments, which is a tough ask for clinicians. There are a host of, point solutions that I think are a challenge for clinicians to kind of be, to stay on top of. And I think there are other organizations that are trying to consolidate the knowledge. So not just consolidate the point solutions, but also just bring together the knowledge so that it becomes easier for clinicians in the community to know what's available and know what kind of solutions to utilize, when, where, and how, and for what kind of patients.
Thanks again for taking the time to speak with me, Dr. Pandey. And thank you all for listening to Perspectives, brought to you by Physicians Practice. We hope you subscribe or listen to podcasts, rate us, and let us know what topics you would like to hear more about. For more practice management insights from the top experts in the field, be sure to visit us at physicianspractice.com and sign up for our newsletter.